Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney says former President Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Democrat Fani Willis said Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender after he was indicted. Trump faces felony racketeering charges and more. The 97-page indictment includes 41 felony counts. The Trump campaign blasting the latest indictment against him. The campaign accuses Willis of being a rabid partisan. It adds her election interference investigation is based on fabricated accusations. The investigation centered around multiple points, including that phone call Trump made to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in early 2021 in an attempt to flip the election results.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Wildfires in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. Yesterday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi have pled guilty to state charges connected to the torture of two black men. That incident happening in January with the six white law officers kicking down the door of a residence where the two black men were living without a warrant. Another controversial immigrant relief center set to open this week in New York City. The shelter site on state-owned land on a parking lot can serve up to 1,000 single adult men seeking asylum. This is USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A near-mint Michael Jordan rookie card will be up for grabs next month in Iowa's unclaimed property auction. The treasurer's office has had the card authenticated, but no one is saying exactly how much it's worth. Sue Danielson has more.
The card's in near-mint condition and could be worth thousands. It'll be included in the September auction. Each year, the treasurer's office gets up to 300 abandoned safe deposit boxes, and when they run out of storage space, they start auctioning things off.
If you've ever wondered what it would be like to be a Navy SEAL, there's an opportunity at this year's Iowa State Fair. U.S. Navy recruiter and Iowa native Will Sanders.
It's a virtual reality where they'll sign a little waiver, watch an introduction video, and then they go in and they're kind of a rescue, pulling the Navy SEALs out of a combat maneuver in a small watercraft. So it's a pretty cool experience.
The 10-minute virtual reality experience will be in an 18-wheeler on the west side of the fairgrounds starting this Thursday. Pizza Today, a 39-year-old trade magazine for pizzeria owners, has named its 2023 Pizzeria of the Year, and it's a legendary New Haven, Connecticut spot known for its brick oven pies. According to the magazine's issue, Moderna beats. According to Connecticut Insider, Modern is one of the city's holy trinity of pie shops, along with Sally's and Frank Pepe's. Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, our next guest says the Democrats are consumed, yes, nearly deranged by hatred of Donald Trump, even though our country prospered under his leadership. Republicans are equally furious that the former president has been falsely accused on bogus charges for years and now faces what many consider politically driven prosecutions. Is there a way out of this predicament? Liz Peek says, maybe, with her fingers crossed. I'm not sure. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill, as always.
Well, great to have you here. So, yes, Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well and operating full force in the brains and minds of the Democrats, is it not?
Well, it certainly is. But interestingly, I think you have a similar situation developing on the right, where people are really losing their minds over Joe Biden. And understandably, I mean, the guy lies all the time about everything. So I think Republicans are equally dismayed that Joe Biden is stonewalling on the entire subject of Ukrainian payoffs and Hunter Biden bribery and money laundering and all the scandals that are now showing that $20 million has gone to Biden family members. And the mainstream media is completely ignoring it. I mean, it's really a pretty astonishing situation. So, I think we have really a problem on both sides of the political ledger right now. People are not really excited about their candidate so much as they just hate the other guy.
Right.
I'm really very unhappy about where our body politic is right now. We are not, in my view, in a very good place, and I'd love to see a change.
Well, I'm with you on that, Liz. I mean, we're really, if we were ever at a 50-50 stalemate, we are now, and we're dug in deep. The left is very passionate, although it's interesting because the left, half of them, they don't want Joe Biden. And wow. There hasn't been a declared, there's an assumed heir apparent. And Gavin Newsom, Joel Gilbert says it's going to be Michelle Obama. that would be interesting, especially in light of all that's going on. But, you know, this is amazing. We're going into a 2024 election. You've got a president, a former president, who is dealing with, what do we have to, about 78 indictments or something like that? Yeah, I mean, it's just astounding. Yeah. And then you've got the reigning president who could be in the process of impeachment.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
I mean, it's such a horrifying situation. Again, as you said, I mean, I wrote a piece about this week, mm-hmm. and it, not only is Joe Biden facing possible impeachment, don't forget that the odds favor the Republicans taking over the Senate next year, so he could actually face a Senate trial and conviction in a Senate trial. for misdeeds if the Republicans kind of get their act together and connect the dots between the $20 million bucks that flowed into the family coffers and Joe Biden's using policy to secure that money. But also, Joe Biden is trying to put his main political opponent in jail. And, right. You know, you just have to sort of walk away saying, this really is banana republic time. This doesn't happen in the United States. And I got to say, Bill, for the good of the country, we need both of these guys to get out of this race. We need to start fresh. I really firmly believe that. And I want to, assure your listeners that if it's Trump versus Biden, I will vote for Trump. But I cannot imagine a scenario where Donald Trump wins the presidency and our country doesn't just erupt. I mean, I just don't know how that would look.
Yeah, almost either way. That's the sad part of it. And I mean, our country's already erupting under Joe Biden. And it's true. I don't know. I'm with you on this as far as Donald Trump. I think that in terms of what is needed to be done in order to clean up this country, because clearly what we're seeing with the FBI, all the three-letter agencies, I mean, the corruption has run deep. It's not just with the FBI. It's not just at the DHS. It is a model. It is a culture. I was just speaking with a 33-year FBI veteran yesterday at length. His heart is broken because of what's happened to his proud agency. And he says, "It's Bill, it's the culture, it's the leadership. And when it's at that very top like that, and the root has been so infected, it requires a unique type of leadership to be able to come in and to be able to unite the people as much as they can. I mean, we definitely need to have more than 50% of the people behind this kind of movement to clean up. I mean, it's like, you know, like you and I in the old days, I mean, we know about Chapter 11s. You get these outsiders who come in and all the sacred cows are gone. You know, I'm sorry that that's your aunt that you've been taking care of, but, you know, she's not carrying her weight, and we've got to make sure the business survives, right? And this is where we are in this country right now. We've got to get rid of this dead weight and rectify all these problems that we've just accepted and have been amassing over the decades.
Yeah, and it's not just dead weight. It's corrosive weight. I mean,
on top of it too. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you look at what Christopher Wray did this week in terms of again seeming to lie to Congress. First of all, you know, about the effort to kind of hunt down extremist Catholics. I think this is pretty offensive. I'm not Catholic, but my gosh, what are they talking about? And he tried to hide from Congress, from this committee that he's talking to, the reality of how many offices were involved. Remember, he gave Congress a redacted version of the order about that, and now it's come out that that was redacted, and what was redacted was that there were three field offices involved. So he just out and out lied to Congress. Why this man still has his job, I don't know. Honestly, if you kind of take a step back, there is really a case to be made for impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, who lied to Congress all the time. And, by the way, there is a law that requires Mayorkas to do his job, a separate law. He is in violation of that law. He should be out. Chris Wray should be out. He has lied to Congress. I mean, this is unacceptable. And the FBI has prevented information from getting to Congress. How is that even even excusable, no matter where you stand politically? All this stuff is kind of coming to a head. And, you know, there are so many reasons we have to get Joe Biden out of the White House. We have to take over the White House next year. But to your point, a lot of it is just mining all these agencies and getting out the people who are really crazy people, really dishonest, and really carrying a torch for extremist policies that most of us really do not approve of.
Yeah, the blatant truth of it all, you know, according to Trevor Loudon, is that even our elected officials have been so captured, and they have no faith, they have no loyalty whatsoever of the Constitution. These are card-carrying communists that we've elected to office, and I don't know how they take the oath of office, according to Trevor, you know, and he's got all the evidence here, you know, so I'm not trying to just throw out some sort of opinion. I mean, you know, because everyday people are looking at what's happening in our country, Liz, and they don't understand it. Because they don't understand that these elected officials can be that diabolical. You know, we talk about it being a third world country. Well, here it is. That's the truth.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek continues with his Fox News contributor. Liz, I thought Jonathan Turley had an interesting column and report on how Donald Trump's indictment could backfire on Joe Biden. We're seeing this, aren't we? I mean, it's almost like with all the things that Smith has fired at them, it's just amazing that it's like, what are you doing here? I mean, it's like you fired all the bullets in your pistola, but you're looking like the knucklehead. And then also, the very thing you're accusing Trump of is the very thing that Joe Biden is caught in the middle of. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how this comes out.
I mean, on the document scandal.
On the document scandal,
yes. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, it is astonishing to me that with every piece that's written about Donald Trump and the documents and how he's been indicted and his underlings have been indicted in Mar-a-Lago, blah, 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 no one ever mentions anymore the fact that Joe Biden presumably is also being investigated by Robert Hur, another special counsel, from whom we have not heard one word since he was appointed. So what are the American people supposed to make of that? I mean, is Robert Hur just a slow guy? And, you know, is he not being able to amass the information he wants because the Biden White House is protecting the president, as you can imagine they are probably doing? But remember, you know, from the beginning, this was so dishonest. Remember that it was discovered that Joe Biden had kept all these secret classified documents in his Penn Center office and also in various places in his home. That was known before the 2022 election, but they sat on it. Merrick Garland's Department of Justice sat on that information until January when CBS leaked it. And you know perfectly well the Justice Department gave it to CBS to get out there because they knew they couldn't prevent eventually the public from finding out about it. But also remember that some of these papers go back to when Joe Biden was a senator.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to leave the Capitol with any classified documents or information. So this was clearly wrongdoing. Now, is it the case that a lot of people have done this? Yes. Is it the case that a president can declassify his own information? Yes, it is. Can a vice president do that or a senator? No. There's no excuse for Joe Biden. You can argue whether Donald Trump did that, but we know that it didn't even matter if Joe Biden did it. He's not allowed to do it. So it's pretty astonishing. I mean, I don't know if you saw when Jack Smith came out and kind of announced his indictments. He looked scared to death. And I think there's a good reason for that. I think he knows that he's stretching the legal boundaries here, as he has done on a number of occasions before.
Exactly.
Mostly he loses these cases. I think he'll lose this one.
Well, the thing is interesting is that one of the, you know, the presumptions here is Jack Smith wants to indict Trump for his thoughts. Okay.
Yeah.
So if thoughts have, you know, viability, then maybe Donald Trump in the middle of a dream thought that he declassified all the documents. So how do you square that up? Number one. Number two is how smart is Joe Biden? Joe Biden had started this fire. He knew this thing was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like the knucklehead couldn't go and clean up his mess before all this stuff broke out. I mean, I think I would have sent, you know, even if I had to send the weed whacker gardener to go and move some boxes around instead of leaving him strewn out in the garage and stuff. And the other thing, too, that galls me, Liz, and I just am so infuriated with the mainstream media about this, is every time they show photos of boxes of Trump's documents, they present them in the most malignant sort of way, you know, or the most evil sort of way. That they're just so haphazardly thrown around and, you know, lids open. And documents strewn on the floor and stuff like that. You know,
well,
anybody that knows anything about Donald Trump knows that that's incongruous. But go ahead.
Well, and the implication is all that stuff is classified information. What it mostly is, I'm sure, is a whole lot of stuff that he took out of the White House, letters from foreign dignitaries and gifts that he's been given and all the junk that accumulates. Remember when the Clintons left the White House, they took everything. Do you remember that?
I mean, yes, exactly.
There were reports they took lamps and they took ashtrays and everything.
And they took W's off of the keyboards too. Remember?
Yeah, they took the W. I mean, really, what a cheesy group. You know, look, I think all of this is just horrifying. But the reality is, we can all make fun of these prosecutions and indictments. But the truth is, they're real. And I came back, I wrote a piece this week about why Donald Trump should get out of this race. I think it's for the good of the country, and I think Joe Biden should get out too. But among other things, Bill, Donald Trump spent over $40 million in the first half of this year on legal fees. That is going to get worse because now he has more legal battles going on. I do think at some point people are going to say, hold on, I'm not going to send my dollars to Donald Trump so he can use that money for legal battles. I mean, maybe people will be happy to do that, but I just think he's in trouble here, and not because he deserves to be. Doesn't really matter, right? Because if they continue to hound this guy, which they are doing, whether you and I think these are valid cases or not, they're real cases, and they require an enormous legal defense. And I just think for the good of the party, for the good of Donald Trump and the country, he really needs to step out of the race. And he won't, but he should.
Well, we could end up in a situation like we did with, with Ford when Ford took over. I mean, it was like the country had to take a pause because everything was turned on its head. And, they really couldn't, clean things up. And all, Ford went in was just a cleanup. We were just trying to, clean the nation up to where we could, get our footing again. And this thing is such a hot mess with all the corruption, as you mentioned, Liz, that I guess America needs to be prepared that there's going to be some serious pain here in River City to get through this because, both sides are pretty well entrenched in,
I think there's a solution, which I laid out this week, and, no one's giving it any chance of happening, and I understand why. But, I mean, honestly, what should happen is that Biden should pardon Trump of all this stuff, just issue a blanket pardon of all future and current federal charges in return for Trump getting out of the race. And Trump, in turn, should convince Congress to drop the investigations into Biden in return for him getting out of the race. Let's just clean the deck, start over, have a robust primary season with Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer and all the wannabes getting into, being allowed to run for president. Let's have the Republican bench, which is very strong in my view, forward a candidate, and let's start over. That is what should happen here, Bill, because I honestly don't see any other way out of the mess that we're in.
Yeah, I think it's a good alternative, Liz. And many ideas are being thrown out there, because it's like, still the vision needs to be is how are we going to clean up this country? Because we've got to move fast. I mean, we're losing ground with all the threats of China and Russia.
Yeah.
Taiwan hanging in the balance here. I wish we could do this tonight, but we can't. We've got two more years of Joe Biden. And what does he do? His policies and pronouncements and everything. Now, all of a sudden, did you know that we were under a climate emergency act?
Yes, I know. And honestly, it's like children playing with toys. The White House approach to energy production and distribution is like kids being given new toys for Christmas without the instruction manual. They have no idea how to put all this together, and it's not going to turn out well. And it's really a tragedy for our country. Our country has been blessed with copious, cheap energy. All of us have enjoyed that. It's helped our businesses. It's helped our manufacturing industries. It's helped consumers. And now they're just literally throwing that out the window in exchange for a green agenda that literally makes no sense and will end up with higher costs for everybody, higher inflation, and not even reliable energy. That's the disappointing thing. They're going to have brownouts and blackouts now across the country because we're doing what California has done and making a move to, again, unreliable energy sources. And honestly, it's almost criminal. It isn't criminal. It's just stupid. And unfortunately, voters are going to be told, well, this is what happened because of climate change. No.
Exactly. Or Donald Trump.
That's exactly.
Thank you, Liz.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second.
2nd, we will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
News update. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney says former President Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The investigation centered around multiple points, including that phone call Trump made to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Wildfires in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. On Monday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi have pled guilty to state charges connected to the torture of two black men. The six officers kicked down the door of a residence where the two black men were living without a warrant. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science, chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, and so popular, I had to track him down. I mean, normally I can call him up, hey, Paul, you want to come on? Yeah, boom. I mean, now everybody, you know, everybody is appreciating your genius, and now it's hard for me to get you on with us. Well, good to have you with us.
Well, my bank account doesn't show that, Bill. But I guess that's okay. It's good to be liked.
Well, in the service of the American people and for freedom here, you know, so much that we do, right? It's deferred gratification is what they tell me, Paul. I know that God has greater plans for
it.
Yeah, amen,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, before we get into Edward Teller, I love what you wrote and brought into perspective about remembering the other father of the bomb, who was a brilliant physicist. But before we get there, let's talk about the bombs that are exploding in D.C. and the Biden family with, the tracing, you know, they say follow the money. And as you do, you get this one Eric Sherwin's name who comes into play and realize that he's all part of the Holy Trinity of the Biden brand, that he is the money guy. As much as Devin Archer was the marketing guy, the business guy who said, wow, you give me that kind of, that kind of leverage, I can do a lot of business here. And as he was relating, right, to Congress, you could just see that this is a businessman who was taken to the top of the mountain, and it was easy picking for him. And in the same regard with Sherwin, here it is. I mean, all of a sudden you got bucket loads of money coming in, and money be him. He knows how to do it. Not everybody can take this kind of money and leverage it so successfully. So they had quite the enterprise, you know, with Hunter Biden as the front man and Devin Archer as the guy who could assemble the mechanics of it, and Eric Sherwin who handled the money. So when you follow the money, boy, you see the nexus right there, don't you?
Yeah. Let's call it an unholy trinity, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then throw in the big guy, right? And yeah. Then you've got a four.
I think that there's a bigger guy yet, but nobody wants to talk about him yet, and I don't understand it.
Well, that's right. And what bothers so many conservatives about seeing the persecution of Donald Trump and all of this is that we all know that all of this is going on with the Biden family, and Biden's the current occupant in the White House, and we knew about this stuff, or at least a lot of it, in 2019, 2020, and it wasn't getting media attention then, and it's not now, and conservatives just know, I was going to say have this sense, but it's more than a sense, we know that there's not going to be justice and the same standards applied to those guys.
Yeah,
and,
without a doubt.
Donald Trump has been impeached how many times, indicted how many times? It's just this incessant.
Was it 75 indictments now, Paul? Something like that, 75? How do you keep up with that?
It's just amazing. It really is. And this is what the left does. I mean, it's they criminalize policy and political differences, and they want to throw their opponents in jail, which is indeed akin to what happens in third world countries.
But this is most extreme, though, Paul. I mean, even it was funny because even Hillary, remember during that campaign, when Donald Trump was going lock her up, and she made the statement that that only happens in third world countries.
And here it is.
It's like, oh my! I didn't realize America's a third world country. Now here we are,
yeah.
And the very person that was, suggesting otherwise. That's the deal. The Democratic Party, what they tell you, and blame the other person is the thing that they themselves are most guilty of, right?
Yeah.
That's really what's come out.
Yeah, that's so true for the left in so many ways, isn't it? When they accuse us of hate, right? Intolerance of all these other things, and you and I have seen it. Someone will be screaming at you, "You hater! You hater!" and we're smiling. We have no anger in us at all. But
exactly,
hate is just oozing out of them. But they often tell you what they're guilty of by what they're accusing you of.
Some of those on the left, Paul. Some of those on the left. I see some of these young people in that. They're basically tools of the elitist. They're not elites themselves, but they're close enough to it, and so they go on at their part of their little army. They're the ones that are shouting and screaming with the bullhorns and jumping up and down, and it's no big whoop if they go to jail, because their sponsors will get them out. That's okay, but the elites are kind of hidden back because they don't even have the courage and the gravitas to come out and really stand up. But they get these tools, whether it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whatever, to do their negative work and to spill all this poison out into the body politic, and that's where I think sometimes we get confused. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Those are the minions that go out and do the dirty work, and we saw them all over the place in the summer of 2020. And I think I've said this on your show before, Bill, that when the January 6th people did what they did that day, I think a lot of them, these were people on the right who after watching a year, a summer, everything else in 2020 of people on the left just going into whatever city or town or village or wherever they wanted to in America and spray painting statues and blowtorching them and ripping them down and setting streets on fire and yelling defund the police. And, not one of them ever did any jail time. And so the January 6th people think, let's go show protest ourselves, right?
I guess that's the order. That's the order of the day, right?
Right, exactly. It's the spirit of the times, right? That this guys, the left has set the standard for. Okay, now it's our turn. And by the way, they never went into the January 6th, into the Capitol building and burnt anything or tore down any statues. In fact, a lot of the people that were walking in simply walked in because they thought that they were allowed to walk in. I mean,
they were invited. They were invited in many cases. You see the Capitol Police waving them in. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's right. That's right. And you know, and I want to make clear that I don't support, you know, someone banging on the side of the building and, you know, and breaking in and go, that's insanity. And if I had been there, I would have said to people, what are you doing? Get out of here. Are you crazy?
Exactly.
Right. But indeed there were people that were waved in, walked in, thought they were giving a tour. Remember, who was the woman, Bill, who was the head of the anti-vaccination physicians? I'm trying to think what her name is.
Penny? Are you talking about Penny? The frontline physicians or what?
That's it. The frontline physicians.
Right.
Yeah. And
yeah.
She walked in. She just kind of strolled in and thought,
right,
okay, you know, this is where we go in and we get to talk to people and let our voices be heard. I mean, she's not a revolutionary. You know, she's
right,
not walking in there, you know, waving a big flag and holding a noose and, you know, yelling revolution. She thinks, oh, okay, this is our chance to go in and let our voices be heard. And
right,
you know, look what she had to go through, right?
Exactly.
So and the left will never do this because the left is so uncharitable and emotional. You can't think straight about these things, but they ought to understand that they helped create the spirit in the culture, in the country, that led to January 6th. Because again, there are people on the Trump side that thought, okay, now it's our turn. After what happened in Portland and Seattle and New York and every station with every city with a statue of a Confederate general, right?
Yeah.
Now it's our turn to protest.
Exactly, Paul. They were trapped. They were trapped, and they didn't realize what Nancy, and I believe Nancy Pelosi, had orchestrated this. If you think not, why was her daughter there with camera crew, to make sure that everything was documented? They were prepared. You know, they knew exactly what was going to happen, and they got in front of the emotion and directed it to where they could leverage it to control a new narrative, to get away from this idea that the 2020 election was fixed.
Well, they compared it to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Fanning the flames even more.
Even more so. Well, that's what they do. I mean, when you are on the lunatic fringe like that, you speak like lunatics. But, you know, when you got the mainstream media part and parcel with them, participating and conjoined on this whole conspiracy, I mean, what are we left with, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Just a mess.
Right.
Got to go to break. What we're left with is a little time right now.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science, chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, and author. And, of course, you see, this tells you, as close as, and I think we're close, Paul. You know, you and I have been friends, you know, for quite a while, a number of years now. And, you know, here he is. He's writing books. He didn't even tell me about it. I got to find out secondarily here. And, but he's got a new book called The Worst of Indignities, The Catholic Church on Slavery. And you were just sharing it with me. Maybe you can with the audience, you know, and get them excited because, you know, the book is available now, right?
Yes, right. So I was asked to write it by Emmaus Road Publishing because I had written an article. In fact, it was in the summer of 2020. And what your people were saying that, you know, Christians are responsible for the slave trade and all kinds of nonsense. And I pointed out that in America, it was Christian abolitionists that led the abolition movement. In Britain in 1835, it was Wilberforce, you know, again, motivated by his Christian love and charity. And I gave examples of the Catholic Church, because I wrote this piece for Crisis Magazine, which is a Catholic publication, of the Church issuing encyclicals going back to the year 1434. That's 400 years before even Wilberforce. And the Council of Agde in the year 506. St. Patrick. People don't realize St. Patrick was a slave. And by the way, you know, a white guy, a white slave. We talk about the 1619 Project. The first slaves that were brought to America came in 1618. Read the book White Cargo by NYU Press. It came out in 2007. They were white Europeans. They were Brits, about 300,000 indentured servants. American Indians, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day, Biden now celebrates. American Indians owned black African American slaves throughout the 1800s and even after the Civil War. There were American Indian tribes, the civilized tribes.
Boy, they're going to be paying up some serious reparation. There goes Indian bingo, some of the profits
There are lawsuits. Yeah. There are lawsuits today by black American descendants of those black African slaves against the Indian tribes. And by the way, the Indian slavers, the Native American Indian slavers, were really brutal. I mean, these guys would amputate the feet of slaves so they couldn't escape. I mean, they were really cruel.
Wow.
People don't know any of this stuff. People don't know any of it. And the one group morally that stands up, including against especially the Muslims, which are the greatest slavers in history, were the Christians. American Protestants, the Catholic Church, and no one knows any of this stuff. So I wrote a book about it.
Well, good. We get some balance here. Yeah, so anybody that prayed to St. Patrick, you get reparations too, right?
Well, and this is interesting. You'll appreciate this. The Catholic Church in the 1500s not only called for excommunication of people who owned slaves, but called for reparations. And as you know, right, reparation theologically, right. when you go to confession, you confess a sin, the church says, okay, I'm glad you've confessed this. Now you need to make reparation for this sin.
Yes, exactly.
You need to go make it right with the person that you harmed. So the church said you should pay reparations to the person you enslaved. Now, today, in 2023, you can't tell Paul Kenmure and Bill Martinez to pay for slavery that happened before our ancestors even came to America. Right?
Yeah, well, that wasn't the intent. I mean, the Bible did. I mean, God laid out a plan for reparations, right? But it was all within, you know, like you said, it was right there in an immediate situation. It wasn't a situation that, okay, this is going to be, you know, paid for the next 1,000 generations. You know, they're going to be responsible for reparations. No, it was for that point in time.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, my only ancestors that I had in America on my dad's side, the Flynn family from West Virginia, they fought for the Union. They fought against slavery. My mom's ancestors in Italy, Reggio Calabria, for centuries, they were protecting their women from Muslim pirates from the Barbary Coast. You know, there was a Battle of Lepanto and Malta and all these other places. And that's something else I drive home in the book, is that slavery, we think of it in terms of black Africans in America. Less than 5% of the Africans in the transatlantic slave trade, beginning in 1444, came to America. The vast majority went to places like Brazil. I mean, Brazil was the biggest slave country. And, you know, the Brazilians aren't northern white Europeans, folks.
No, last I checked. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this is all, and of course, the Jews have been in slavery for thousands of years.
Yeah, exactly.
By the Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, Nebuchadnezzar. So we just have this very ignorant American understanding of slavery that's completely distorted, again, by our awful schools, educational system, and the progressives, the liberals.
Yeah, because it fits their agenda, and they get power and control.
Right.
And here they are, they're dumbing everybody down. But thank God there are people like Dr. Paul Kenmure, who says, look, you don't have to be stupid all your life. We're going to help you out here. So, this is awesome. Thank you, Paul. I look forward to getting a copy of your book myself. Hey, let's talk Oppenheimer. A lot of conversation with the movie, and of course, you bring some perspective in and say, oh, well, you know, we're talking Oppenheimer. Let's talk Edward Teller, right?
Yeah, yeah. Go to the website of the American Spectator, spectator.org. I'm the editor of the American Spectator. And I have a piece there on Edward Teller. It's called The Other Father of the Bomb. And we all remember Oppenheimer right now. This major movie by Christopher Nolan is out. But you know, Oppenheimer was the father of the fission bomb, the atomic bomb, the one that was dropped on Hiroshima, Nagasaki. But a few years after that, 1952, we tested the H-bomb, the fusion bomb, thermonuclear bomb, hydrogen bomb, also known as the hell bomb, which, by the way, make Hiroshima look like a firecracker.
Right,
and,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And the H-bomb was invented by Edward Teller. And I write a long piece for Spectator about, I didn't realize until I thought about writing about this a week or so ago, Bill. It's 20 years ago right now, this summer, that I interviewed Teller, Edward Teller, on his deathbed.
Oh,
in
wow.
Palo Alto, California. Yeah, I did not know he was dying. Candidly, I thought the man might die while I was interviewing him. I was really shocked the condition he was in, and he died just a few weeks after that interview. But
how did you get this interview?
Well, I got it through different connections. The president of Grove City College, John Moore, had been a fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Teller was connected with Stanford.
Okay.
And so I interviewed him about SDI. Because Ronald Reagan met with Teller in 1967 about the idea of using bombs or missiles or weapons to shoot down nuclear missiles.
So
Teller was in some ways kind of a father of the Strategic Defense Initiative. And he was Hungarian and anti-communist, and that's where he butt heads with Oppenheimer. And right. and he wondered if Oppenheimer was still sympathetic to communism, if he could be trusted with a security clearance. And for all these reasons, the left loves Oppenheimer and detests Edward Teller. And unfortunately, there'll probably never be a movie made about Edward Teller unless there's one portraying him like Joe McCarthy.
Right, exactly.
But Teller was a great man, a hero, and somebody that people need to remember, a brilliant physicist.
Wow. And what an opportunity for you to be able to conduct probably one of the last interviews he ever did and to document all this information. So share some highlights. We got about 3 minutes left. I'm going to turn it over to you. Go.
I think it probably was the last interview, and I walked into the house, and there's no security or anything, Bill. I couldn't believe it. And I walked in, and he's, you know, reclining back on this recliner in like a horizontal position. Reclining isn't a good way to put it. It sounds like he's comfortable. It was like a bed, and he was dressed for the office. He was wearing a suit and tie and had boots on, but he could barely speak at first. He got a little bit better throughout the interview. A couple of times I had to call the nurse in because he was coughing. I thought maybe gagging, maybe gasping.
Right. Yes.
And I thought, boy, I'll be lucky if I get 5 minutes. In fact, I apologized and told him, I said, I'll leave. And he said, no, I want you to stay. I want you to stay. And we ended up talking for about an hour and a half. I think maybe the most interesting thing, which I really focused on in my piece for American Spectator, we talked about God. We talked about religion. Mm-hmm. And he was reading Men Who Played God, the book by Norman Ross about the founding of the hydrogen bomb. And I asked him, I said, do you mind if I ask you, what do you believe? Are you an atheist? Are you a Christian? Or he said, no, I am Jewish. I said, oh, I didn't know that. Sorry about that.
Right.
But he was Jewish by ethnicity, but he was not a believer in Judaism. And he was a skeptic. But we had very interesting, wide-ranging conversation about creation, design, DNA, Watson and Crick, the double helix DNA model, and it was a fascinating afternoon. It really was.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. What was your biggest takeaway from that experience?
Well, my biggest takeaway, I guess, would be that even when you meet great people like this, right, who have their doubts agnostic, I guess. In the end, you know, we're hardwired for God, and that's what people want to talk about, especially on their deathbed. And here is a man who created the most powerful weapon in the history of humanity, and there he is, Bill, in his final moments, alone, in a room, on a recliner, just him and God, thinking about the afterlife. It's where we ultimately all end up.
Paul, you think here's this scientist, this incredible scientist in mind, how many questions did he ask in his life? But here he is on his deathbed. Now he comes to the Nexus and he's got to ask the most important question that maybe part of him says, gosh, I should have asked this maybe decades ago, right?
Right. Yeah, why am I here? What's my purpose? Is there a creator? What happens next? Right? Pascal's wager maybe might have entered his mind, right?
Yeah,
maybe
without a doubt.
I believe. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Edward Teller, remembering the other father of the bomb, a brilliant physicist.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000. The